Morning, everybody. Your good afternoon. It is October 24th, 2019, and this is our last call in the opening series. We're going to begin, as we always do, in Shavasana, so you can find a comfortable place to lie down. If you're not in a place where you can lie down, then go ahead and be seated. Do a seated meditation. As always, if you are in a vehicle and your vehicle is moving, please pull over. Please be safe. Do not do Shavasana and drive at the same time. In your home or your office, wherever you are, please make sure that you give yourself space. The practice itself is a metaphor, and whatever we're doing on the mat is usually what we're doing out in the world as well. So clear out anything else that is around you. Make sure there's nothing that is either touching you or even an inch or two away from you, as much as possible. Create spaciousness. Lie on your back. Have a blanket or a folded blanket or a pillow handy so you can place support beneath your neck and head, but not beneath the shoulders. When we let the chin be lower than the forehead, it allows the mind to become quiet. Bend the knees. And just place the hands on the torso for a moment and feel the breath. Feel the ease of breath. Feel the low back releasing toward the earth as you're breathing here, so that there's no overarching of the low back, but the low back is also not pressed down into the floor. There's just a natural curve of the low back. So breathe with the hands placed on the torso. Feel, sense into that natural curve of the low back. And then extend one heel out and then the other, and let the legs drop to the floor. And if you slide your heel along the floor instead of lifting it, just get a better extension along the legs. Release the legs to the earth. Let the toes drop to the earth. Toward the floor, toward the earth. Have the legs separated a distance that is comfortable for you, so that you've got space, but you're not kind of spread eagled otherwise, just a comfortable distance so the hips can release. Dig the elbows into the floor, point the fingertips to the ceiling and dig the elbows into the floor. Really lift and open the heart center. Feel spaciousness there, any amount. And then release the arms to the earth. Arms are straight, fingers relaxed. Take a breath, and then as you exhale, softly close the eyes. Take the time to be aligned. So as an entrepreneur, sometimes there are things we just can't control. In life, there are things we can't control, but there's some things that are in our control. How nice it is to use that to place what's in our control in our hands. You can do that by noticing, for instance, how the feet are on the floor. So check out the left leg and the right leg, and the left foot and the right foot. Now, is one foot more on the side of the foot than the other? Baby toes closer to the earth. Baby toe. Just check it out. Behind closed eyes, notice. The foot that's more on the side, it's hitting the heel more on the side of the foot than on the other foot, that hip is probably more open. So I want you to adjust the other leg right from the hip so that the feet are resting on the floor in the same way, holding on, resting on the heel at the same angle. This we can control. Levelizing, allowing there to be balance in the body. Now the same with the arms. Sense into the thumb side of the hands. The palms should be facing up, and notice there's probably one hand. The thumb is closer to the floor than on the other hand. Pay attention. Is one hand, the thumb side is back of the hand is more toward the thumb side than the other. So just notice without needing to change it first. That shoulder is probably more open. So adjust the other arm right from the shoulder so that the shoulders are equally opened and the palms or the backs of the hands rest evenly on the floor. The minor adjustments we make in Shavasana cause us to learn to, cause us, we practice paying attention to the small details. And the more we build our companies, the more we need to pay attention to the small details. It's like a beginner downhill skier versus an expert skier. The expert skier needs to pay closer attention to the details. We do so as we build our companies too, and we learn that right in Shavasana. How are the legs resting on the floor? How are the arms resting on the floor? We train ourselves to pay close attention. Softly close the eyes if you haven't already. And now, through closed eyes, just scan the body for any tension. Just with the breath, notice where there's tension in the body. You may not have noticed it until I spoke those words, but the tension's probably been there all day already, leaking energy. So now breathe into that spot. Let go of that tension. And if you find that breathing into that spot doesn't let go of the tension, if there's pain anywhere, of course, always move, adjust, get more support so that you are supported. This trains us as well in our companies to receive the support that we need in order to grow. Take support. The low back is uncomfortable, place the legs up on something. The calves could rest on your couch or a chair. Take support. Then again, breathe into any spots of tension one at a time and let them go. Relax the arms, relax the legs. Soften the skin of the belly and soften the muscles beneath. Soften the face. Relax all the tiny muscles of the face. Forehead smooth, cheeks soft, jaw relaxed. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Teeth slightly parted. Lips touching, not touching. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. And Shavasana comes. Watch the breath. Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. Have you noticed the mind wandering already? A few seconds. It's the nature of mind, no judgment. Just let that thought go. It's unimportant right now. Return to the breath. That space of silence. Give yourself this gift of the pause, quiet ease, rest. Watch the breath. Shavasana is a practice of a deep letting go of judgment, letting go of other parts of the day, letting go of past and future, letting go of thoughts. It's a deep practice of presence, being here now. A skill that every entrepreneur needs. It's a skill of focused, one-pointed attention. It's also a practice of letting go each time we practice. It's the letting go of Shavasana. Knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana, can you let it go gently, just with a thought that soon you'll move and have no judgment about that thought or about the action that's to come? Letting go of it easily, moving into the next part of your day easily, so that the transitions in your day are also easy, whatever you're moving from and to. A thought, no reaction, just the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to wiggle the fingers and the toes, bring movement back to the body, and move in any way that feels good to you. Training ourselves what does feel good right here, right now, in this moment. Maybe you're stretching, maybe you're staying still, maybe starting to bring movement back. What feels good to you right here, right now? Can you listen in? And then bend the knees. Give yourself a big hug. So hug the knees in and rock gently from side to side to massage the lower back. And roll onto the right side. Support your head with the upper arm and just be here. When you open the eyes, let the gaze be soft, unfocused, just a few inches ahead of you on the floor. And keeping the gaze toward the floor, use your hands to press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle. Always video on whenever possible, because we're training throughout the whole call that one-pointed attention. Can I be here, not somewhere else? You know, multitasking is a myth. We actually code switch this and that, this and that, this and that. We end our day tired. When I'm here, can I just be here? So camera on whenever possible. And then always just applaud. I just applaud you for however you're here. Whether you're here with camera on, here with camera off, or listening to the recording afterwards. It's always great to see you here, to know that you're here. And then as the cameras are coming on, great to see you. Hi, Barb, Sherry, Grace, Mary Kay, and so many others on the call. Don't see you yet, but I know you're here. Let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love in this Shavasana today? Might be something that you felt 1,000 times over and you celebrate that today. It might be something new. What did you love today? Hi, Carly. Who would like to begin? I saw Barb, and then I think, Sherry, were you just adjusting or was that your hand up? I'm going to take it that your hand was up. Barb and then Sherry. Go ahead, Barb.
I liked the rolling, pulling the knees up and rolling for the lower back, because my bones tend to poke into the ground, so it's hard to be relaxed and comfortable when your bones are poking and the floor's poking back at you. So I liked that moment of rolling.
I'm so glad you pointed that out too, because we do that very, very often in Iyengar yoga, but I haven't done that much with you, very much with you here. There's always more pieces. I can't teach them all at once. We'd get lost. And so I'm so glad you noticed that. And then one more, just a teaching point that this brings up, make sure that you're comfortable. And I haven't mentioned this error in the over a year and a half that we've been doing, starting our calls with Shavasana. Let me mention it here. One of the things you can do, and if you are, for some people, if our bones stick out more, right? For some of us than others, you can place, you can lie on a mat, you can lie on a carpeted area, you can lie on a blanket. So you can add a blanket or a couple blankets or folded blankets beneath you. That's a great idea for extra support. It's not best to do it in a bed. We're used to falling asleep in a bed. Right. Have I done Shavasana in a bed? Yes, I have. Would my teachers like that? No. Have they done it sometimes too? Yes. But this is a nice in-between place where we're a little bit cushioned, but we know our bodies are trained to know this is Shavasana. This is not me falling asleep. So thanks for that, Barb. It lets me add a training piece that's not occurred in a year and a half. There's always more. I get to all the pieces as soon as I can with you. Thank you for that. Love that.
Thank you.
Then Sherry, you're hand up, kind of, sort of. Go ahead.
Well, there were actually a couple of things. One was put your feet so your back feels supported. And for a few minutes before you said that, I was fidgeting, trying to figure that out. And then it was, okay, let's get this done and just move on. And then the other piece was the feel the skin of your stomach. Mm. I don't think I've ever noticeably focused on that particular part of my body. So it was like, oh, what does that feel like? Mm. So it was noticing something new. And again, just the something new, how it kind of goes through that mental process. Oh, that's new. What does that mean? How does it feel? So those were kind of the two things I got.
I love that. Thank you so much, Sherry. And you also noticed a piece that I may have mentioned in the last year and a half here, as we've been beginning with Shavasana. But I can't remember if I have or not. And yet it's an instruction that I've given many, many times over many, many years of teaching yoga. And I remember the exact first time that I heard that, but I remember that too. It's like, oh, that part of me exists. And it's like our companies, there's more parts that exist and we're not even paying attention. We don't even know they're there. And if we can't do it with our own bodies, how are we going to do it with our companies, right? So, and the subtlety of Iyengar yoga continues to astonish me. And I will tell you, I've been practicing I started practicing yoga before that, but I've been practicing Iyengar yoga for nearly 20 years. Started when my daughter was about a year old. And I continue to learn a deeper and deeper and more subtle level of concentration, of focus, of intentionality, of letting go. There are deeper and deeper layers. And even though I've been practicing for nearly 20 years and I'm at the third level of assessment, Iyengar yoga, it goes to such deep levels. We're considered junior teachers until we've been, teaching for maybe 30 years. So then I go to work with my teachers. And sometimes they tell me things and I don't know that part of my body yet. I don't understand the instructions. I come back 5 years later, I'm like, that's what they were saying. I didn't know that part of my body existed. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that. And the levels of letting go that are possible, it's extraordinary. I'm thrilled that we do this every time that we meet now, or almost every time, because there's more and more levels of that releasing that I get to teach and that we collectively get to experience when we have that consistent practice. I probably am not going to teach a raw beginner about, the skin of the stomach. They might go, what? And meanwhile, there's major pain that's happening in their body that they haven't adjusted yet. So different layers of experience. I love that. Thank you for pointing that out. And then also those subtler levels that we pay attention to in our companies. I was talking to somebody about this just the other day, about the growth of a company. And so I want to expand that a little bit that I said. Jasmine, just text me, okay? Just text me. All right. So where was I? Give me a second here. subtler levels. Oh, right, the skiing analogy. So for a beginner skier, like my friend Steve, who when he was beginning skiing, he was on basically, he said, wow, you get going so fast. I can't believe it. He was from Florida. He'd never downhill skied before. And he's like, oh my goodness. And it was just so exciting to watch the thrill in his face. He's like a beginning entrepreneur, beginning skier. There's something the same about that. And I remember my then partner and I were looking, we're going like, Steve, okay, well, where have you been? Where have your teachers been taking you? Where are you? And he's like, here, right here. We're like, what? Because we've been skiing a long time. We were over there skiing the double black diamond runs, you know, the hard runs, right? And he's like, right here. And then we saw there was a tow rope and the angle was like this. In our view, like we couldn't even see it. But there was a tow rope to get him from this point over here. And he felt like there's such a rush, you know? Well, if my friend Steve, you know, say made a mistake, probably not too much is going to happen. He could almost just stop. He's up, but it felt like he was rushing so quickly, right? Like a beginner entrepreneur and he wants like kind of the gross movements, right? Of how to ski. But then for an expert skier, and I'm, you know, I haven't done the double black diamond runs in a long time, and I'm, you know, I picked my way down them, but for truly expert skier, beyond what I can do, you're paying attention. Do you get that? Like to the subtle turns and how you make a turn, and they're going straight down and how they're going to cut a turn, that they're going to have to pay attention at much more subtle levels than my friend Steve did on that hill. He's going to be fine. The bigger we grow our companies, the more the changes happen in the nuance. If you understand what I'm saying with my ski analogy, raise your hand. So the further we build our companies, the more the subtleties of this Shavasana practice are important. Because if I don't know where the skin of my stomach is, for instance, like how am I gonna know where that minute change that one team member makes is gonna change the whole launch? How am I going to be able to pay attention to that as CEO of my company? Or if I'm not at that place yet and I don't have that team member behind me, how am I going to know the subtle points of talking to that person who might be able to help me? Like more and more subtle movements. And we learn it right in our bodies. Tracy, I see you're really getting this. I got that. Like I know you just heard. I know you're all over hearing too, but I heard it land in you. Beautiful. Thank you. Saw that. Yeah, good. All right. Anything else burning to be said without which, did you all? Yeah. Go ahead, Tracy. It's yours.
So, you know, I've been manifesting about something that was happening. And so what happened was I got an email from a coffee company saying they wanted to further the coffee industry and connect with me. And so I, of course, touched base with my Lindsay.
This is, and hang on, this is your post from Tuesday, right? Because I just saw it this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. So exciting. And I just posted, you probably didn't even see it yet. It's like, tell us what happens next. Tell us what happens next.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead.
I wanted to wait till right now. So anyway, I messaged Lindsay and I sent her a screenshot and she says, girl, get on this right now. We got to sign yes. them up. And, so I met with her and then, I met with this gal on Tuesday, and they're not a coffee house. It's even bigger. They're a distributor for 5 states. So, yes. The girl that I talked to, am I still there?
Yes, you're still here.
Okay. The girl that I talked to is... her boss sent her the magazine that I was in talking about Lindsay's son and all the great benefits that the coffee has done for him with ADHD and all of that. And this girl, I call her a girl. She's like the office manager. She has all these people that need happy coffee. And so she's actually already sold on the product. She's going to meet on Monday with her boss and the owner and see if they will take it. And so I'm still manifesting, but you know how I am a little low key with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you what I'm manifesting. I'm gonna get it!
Yay! Yes! so excited for you, Tracy. This is
so
awesome.
Keep manifesting with me. And yeah, I'm pretty darn excited about it. So.
Thank you so much, Tracy. What a great way to kick off our call. And we more than kicked it off. I'm so excited for you. And also, you are demonstrating for us too something that is so profound and so important. Like, celebrate every freaking step along the way. Do you know? Every step along the way, whatever happens from here, it's just so beautiful every step of the way. And when we can, and this is from the Letting Go series, when we can be unattached at that moment, because we start, like, as it gets more exciting, we start to want to hang on, like, you know, it's like, oh, I want this to happen, I want this, like a kid at Christmas or something, right? And it's just like, oh, take a breath, let it go, like the thoughts in Shavasana, let it go. And when we can find that state, can I always find it? No. Am I getting better and better at it? Yes. Where it doesn't matter to you, committed but not attached, right? Doesn't matter to you whether they all say yes all the way along the way or they throw tomatoes at you.
And I have one more thing to say. Even though I'm going to get this coffee company to sign with me, the office manager is going to sign with me also. And so I'm like, these things are happening, you know. Yes. Things are coming to me. So last night at 10 o'clock at night, I get this call on Messenger that I don't normally take, because I don't know who this was. It was one of my 5,000 friends. And first thing she said was, I've been watching you and I want to join your team.
Tracy, yes. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And talk about demonstrating so perfectly what we've been talking about in the opening series. You know, Harry Potter and the Lucky Potion, and that was not logical. You don't usually answer those. One of the 5,000 friends was contacting you, and right? If we only build our companies by what's logical, by what makes sense, by, you know, working hard and that's not how the people at the top of the industry get there. It's just not. You got to have the wind at your back. And there's these synchronicities, whatever you want to call them, whatever that is in your language, like Harry Potter and the Lucky Potion. I like that Steve a couple of weeks ago, Steve said, and Harry's friend Ron thought he had the Lucky Potion, but he didn't. But anyway, it brought him luck and whole new things open, right? So the Lucky Potion isn't a drink that we drink, you know? It's something that we have been building through this whole opening series that you know, we follow up. Something that comes inside us, you picked it up for whatever reason, there's another person, and then people start, it's like what I said at the opening series, how does that happen? Where people start looking at us and go like, how come you're always so lucky? Why does that happen to you? How come that's not happening to me? Well, for one thing, they're asking the wrong question. They're, like from last week, they're not asking empowering questions. Why doesn't that happen to me? Well, let me list the ways, you know? Instead, it's like, wow, that's happening for you. I'm so excited for you. When I can see it in you, I can see it in me too. Let me celebrate with you. So much better in energy, right? So Tracy, freaking awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to remind you all to, like, keep sharing your wins. Get on connection calls with each other. Go share it in the Facebook page. Share it here. It's so many entrepreneurs don't spend enough time looking in the rearview mirror and actually celebrating it. And we run out of energy if we don't. Why should the universe hand us more too, right? Just celebrating. It's such an important, it's right in the Inspired Action Blueprint. I mean, it's step 9, I think it is, right? So thank you for celebrating here and celebrating all the way along the way, all the beautiful openings, beautiful, yes. All right, from here, oh my goodness, so much I want to share with you today. Anything bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward? Good for now? Ah, Grace, like bubbling up. Yes, me, go Grace.
I have an opportunity tomorrow morning to meet with VP of Sales.
Grace, so other people are shaking their heads too. We cannot hear you. Grace, we cannot hear you. I'm so sorry, but we cannot hear you. And I'm actually going to mute your line because we're only kind of hearing weird stuff. We cannot hear you. We can't hear you. All right. So, and that's been happening for quite a few calls. It's been happening for quite a few calls. So here's what I'm going to suggest to you, Grace. And anytime that any of you are having this issue, you know that you can have your, you can video in and then you can phone in so that your voice at least will come across clearly to us. If you don't know how to do that, go practice with Zoom a little bit. Go, you could ask Amy, amy@michellegunderson.com for some help with that. Find a better Wi-Fi connection, whatever it is, because I so want to hear you, Grace, but I also know that people were shaking their heads. I was trying to hear, but we can't hear you and we want to hear you. So, you can put it in the chat. You can go celebrate on the Facebook page. And I'm going to encourage you for next week to phone in or find another Wi-Fi connection or whatever it is, because we so want to be able to hear you. We can see you, but we can't hear you. Good enough for now? Will you do that for me, Grace? If you nod your head, I will see it slowly. I hope you're hearing me. And Dottie, you said more of the benefits about celebration. If we do not celebrate, I'm still hearing some noise. Whose line is it? Check and see. Oh, Sherry, it's your line. I'm going to mute your line. So I'll just check if you've spoken, if you'll mute afterwards to make sure we've got a nice clear line. So, and Sherry, don't worry. It happens to everybody, right? So but we want to do that less and less. Dottie, celebration. There are many steps that we do, a whole bunch of little actions that add up to quantum leaps in our companies. And if we only celebrate the very biggest of things, we just held our biggest event, or we just landed our biggest client or whatever, it's really hard to have the energy for what we must do each day to cause it. And I find the things that the world sees, that's not actually when the things are happening. It happens before that in the energetic of it. It happens when I shift the story that I've been telling. It happens when the world doesn't even see it. Then later on, the world celebrates because the results come in those tangible ways that other people see. I want to celebrate all the way along the way, because also what I focus on expands. I want those things that I'm celebrating expanding, and I want to be able to see more and more of it. I could train the whole day on it, but there's one piece of why it's so freaking crucial. So thanks for that, Dottie. All right. Love the wins here. Love your focused attention on the openings in Shavasana. You guys are, I love that you're all playing full out in such a beautiful way. I want to go into some announcements. I have a whole bunch of training, so much I want to share with you, some great questions on deck as well. So, and we're going to do that, finally finishing off the opening series and finishing off that transmutation process. We did it at Story Freedom, but we're going to do a deeper dive into here so you see the component parts. So, announcement first. Our first call in the Having a Big Why series is next week. Always check the calendar. It's at our same time, same place. So it's October 30th. 31st, man, don't go check the calendar always. October 31st, our usual time. And we will be setting up an updated calendar. We've had to change some dates, and I'll let you know more about that next week. We'll send you the updated calendar. We try to do that as little as possible, but sometimes things occur, so we'll let you know. Two things I want to add. Now, if you came to the call, Three Secrets to Choosing Words That Make You More Influential, it's going to be in your inbox this afternoon, a reminder about it. We're going to do that call all over again tomorrow morning at 11:30 Mountain Time. You will not get a notice about it unless you signed up for the call yesterday. So you probably can still sign up and still find information about the call tomorrow if you sign up quickly. If you're having trouble and you want to be on that call tomorrow, just send a note to amy@michellegunderson.com to have her get on. But anytime I suggest there's a call that you need to sign up to be there, I suggest you just sign up to be there, even if you can't make it live, because we often send out the recordings. You can catch it later. Sometimes there's a replay. We don't advertise that right away, or sometimes we add one on, and then you're in those string of emails. You can also see the string of emails that we're sending out, and you can model them. So I strongly suggest that you always say yes when it's a call, but another extra training that I'm doing. So that's, you know, extra to your program, but highly helpful. So there's also another one that is not yet on our calendar. I've asked Emily to add it for the next version of the calendar. Before practical applications, we're doing a jumpstart call November 22nd at 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time. I just realized, because it's not been announced yet, we had it in the books on the team, but it's not even been announced yet for that course practical applications. It wasn't in your calendar either, I don't think, but you can get that onto your calendar right away. It'll be on our next iteration of the calendar. Also, just another fun announcement. There's a gift that's going to be coming your way. So I'm sending you a book. It's just like I like to over deliver. I like to, you know, bring extra bonuses, extra things. And so this is a book that I've read many, many, many times. The last time that I flipped it open was certainly sometime, actually, I think it was yesterday. Yet I've never given this out as a gift, and I've never worked with people with this book, but it has highly changed my life. And just one line from it, I shared with a dear friend and accountability partner. We've done a lot of work together over the last 6 years. We meet every week. And just one line from that book that I shared with her about a year ago, she's returned to over and over again. She said, that transformed my company. And she already has a freaking awesome company. She said, I think about that over and over and over again, just one line from that. So sending you a gift. Emily's going to be getting that out to you soon. And as it starts arriving, tell me about it in the Facebook page. It's like, hey, you got my gift, right? And then if you're seeing other people have received yours, and if you haven't received theirs and you haven't received yours yet, you can get a hold of Emily at michellegunderson.com. She's the one sending them out. Maybe you live further away. It takes a little longer for you to get there, but then we'll know when they're starting to arrive. And one of the things, if you notice the November calendar, I wanted to send this to you when you've got a little bit of time to read it, because your usual Thursday mornings, I'm away for a couple of weeks at the beginning of November. You're going to be glad that I'm away. Well, I hope you'll miss me. I'm going to miss you guys. But I'm going to be in Thailand for 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks with Sandra Yancey. And I always bring back the best of what I learn. I am always both a student and a teacher all my life. And this is a phenomenal, Carly, I know you're nodding because you know what this means. Of everybody on this call, you're probably the closest to it. And you were there when she announced the possibility of it. I was the very first one to register. I went to the back last February to enroll for this. And the people who are coming with, everyone that I know who's coming with, is just a small group of us, maybe 15 of us. I can't remember, 12 to 15 of us. And everyone that I've spoken to who's going, we all have like multiple seven-figure companies. Just the people that I'm going to be engaging with over these couple of weeks and learning from each other is going to be phenomenal. And then Sandra Yancey, she's been named an American hero. She's got a network of 500,000 women. She works with such heart. It's called Retreat on Retreats. It's about live events, but it's going to be so much more. So I'm away training. I will bring back you don't have to go to Thailand for 2 weeks and do that investment to find the best of it. I will bring back, and Sandra always gives me permission, the best of that for you by the time I come back. Yes, and Carly's, you know, she knows what that means. Like, she's happy dancing, right? And so, meanwhile, that gives you some time. I'm hoping this will be in your inbox, you know, in your mail very soon. It'll give you some time. It is not a long book, but I've read it countless times. I've never shared it with the community either. So you can take your Thursday mornings, start reading that book. And I have some, and also, we are not meeting because many of you are from the US, not all of you. It's not my Thanksgiving, but for many of you, it's your Thanksgiving. If you're from Australia, it's not your Thanksgiving either, but we used to sometimes meet because I forget, because our Canadian Thanksgiving is different. We're not meeting on your Thanksgiving. That means we're only meeting a couple of times on our Thursday call on the 21st, and then on the bonus call on the 22nd in November. That means it'll give you some time to read the book, and then I'm giving you some suggestions of how I would suggest you use this time wisely while I'm away. And what that is I suggest that you be on connection calls with at least three members of our community. I'd aim for five or six. And there are some, you can talk about the book. What are you gaining from that book? What are your ahas? What are the questions you want to ask me for that call on the 22nd? And then we're going to be meeting intensely in December. So make sure you carve that out on your calendar, January as well. Some really important trainings that we're going to be doing. So get together and figure out, like, what are the questions you want to ask me to take, either what you've read in the book for further, or it gives you a chance to catch up on any calls that you missed. Very few people have been on every moment of every call in the last, since you joined, right? So it gives you a chance to listen to those calls that you've missed and then ask questions about that, or ask questions about what your best next step is. You can get together with each other and take that further. Also, let me see. Transmutation. You can do that with each other, help each other with that process that we're learning and doing a deep dive into today. I recommend that you hold at least 5 to 10 strategy sessions before we next meet. And if you go, I don't even know what a strategy session is, Michelle, well, go and find out. Like, you can go and listen to all of the high ticket virtual retreat. It will teach you about it. There's other trainings in around strategy sessions, and you might use a different name in your company. So one person in our community, I've told you this story before, she's like, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me. And then it was about 3 months later, she said, oh, well, you're calling strategy sessions. I've been doing that for years. It's called doctor's visits. You mean everything that you've been saying about strategy sessions applies to my doctor visits? Oh, and then she had to go back and listen to everything again. Right? You might call it something different, but there is a way that people leap into the work with you. Whatever that is, you put somebody in your downline who's going to be your next superstar. It's that conversation with that person. It's the people, that, how you then have them leap in with how they find the next person who is their customer, et cetera. Whatever that is, and it's not, oh, it's my student. It's how my students enroll. You might have a different language, but go and hold conversations where people can leap into your work. The more you do that, the more you're going to be ready for practical applications. You're going to have better questions to ask by the time we get to practical applications. You're going to have a lot that I'm suggesting that you actually do. Even if you take one step in any of these areas, it's going to change everything, all right? And so the other suggestion I have is speaking is important for every entrepreneur. Sometimes you're speaking to two people in your living room. Well, that's a talk. Do you get what I'm saying? People who could enroll in whatever it is you're doing. So speaking is, or you might be talking to an audience of 1,000 or anything in between. So book a talk. Actually, get a date on your calendar. It's one of the most important things where there's a couple of people that you could share your work with, because we're going to be learning a deep dive into how you can have a talk where you can't even sell anything. You make $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 and more. The 20-minute talk where you can't even sell. We're going to learn that in practical applications. Go and do that and get it on your calendar. I suggest that every person, by the time we meet on that November 21st call, that everyone has a talk on their calendar. Who's willing to go find a talk somewhere? Just gathering two people in your living room. I'm just seeing who's willing to play. A talk might be, Teresa, maybe two people out in the yard that you're going to speak to at the same time. Who's willing? I want to see again. Who's willing to play? I'm going to book a talk. And if your hand isn't up, I just want you to like think about it. Like, why is my hand not up? And maybe you've got projects already on the go. I honor that, right? And maybe I saw the way Tracy's hand went up. It was like, oh, in a way you already have that. You're speaking, but it's a different, maybe talking situation. We'll talk about the differences of the different contexts for using our words at practical applications. But I love that. Oh, I'm not sure if I want to do that. Book it. And then all your questions will be so much more real and on the core, and I'll be able to help you more, right? Those are some of the things I'm going to suggest you do. Then also, you're from Quantum Leap, so it's consolidating a bunch of the work that we're doing and looking forward to what we're doing next. So in November, you're going to have lots of places to play as I'm away bringing new information to you and new vision. So your three-year goal, your three-year vision, remember that from Quantum Leaps. If you weren't at Quantum Leaps Live, maybe even if you were there live, listen to it again. By the end of the opening series, you're going to hear it differently. Then get together with people in the community. Get together with people you haven't got together with yet. Look at the faces here and message somebody. Hey, you know, will you meet with me? Meet with people you've met with before. Meet with people you haven't met with before. Different ideas, right? So, people who share this vision and this language of what we're using, and you know what I'm saying when I say the Quantum Leap's call, create your future story, and they know what it means to create their future story, that three-year vision. So in the way that we do it here, so you can talk about that three-year vision and do what we did at Quantum Leaps, and do it, it bears doing it again, and do it, run it by another person and get it real, get it in your bones, know what it is, and then see it in light of the book that I'm sending you and have a whole new iteration of it. Then your quarterly goal. What is your quarterly goal? We still have, let me see, we're still in October. So October, November, December. What do you want to achieve by the end of December? Who has that in one sentence, one thing for your company that you know that's the bottom line, that's the one thing that I want to achieve? Who could state that to me if I asked you in one sentence right now? Yeah, so that's why I want you to do this. Right? Y'all got that? And I think it was on last week's call that I told you what mine was for my company. And it's not ambitious sounding, but all the things that need to happen in order to do that is huge. And reference last week's call, right? So what's your quarterly goal? Does it match up with where you want to go in 3 years? Get on calls with each other to take that further. And then two more things that I'm going to suggest. So again, we're not meeting, but it doesn't mean that things aren't happening in the community. These are the things that I'm suggesting how you use that very precious time, right? Use your, keep that Thursday morning blocked up and do these things and add some extra times on your calendar to meet with people and get these things accomplished. It's best, even if you take one step toward that, even if you just had the quarterly goal, that one thing of the things I've mentioned, it will change everything for you, right? So another suggestion I'm going to give to you, we didn't do this last year, I don't think. It might have fallen off the plate, but I've done it for years. It's really important to have a theme word for your year. It's a really important thing to do. Otherwise, it tends to descend to chaos. I've had different ones, different years. Connectedness, I just wanted to connect with people. Abundance. Focus, right? One-pointed focus. I've done different things, right? So what is it for you? Fun, you know? Because I knew the company was growing so quickly, I wanted it to be fun at the same time. I didn't need the goal about growth. It was growing so quickly. I wanted to make sure that all the way along the way, I had my eye on the fun. What do you want 2020 to be about? Is another thing that you can connect in those 3 to 6 calls with people in the community. What's your theme word for the year? We'll come back to that again, and this will set you up for having a big why series as well. So those are the things that I suggest you do through November. I'm not assigning anything, at least for those in the US. Enjoy your Thanksgiving for that last week in November. If you're not in the US, you can use that last week as well to further all these pieces that I've mentioned. All right. Is that clear about your home play for November? Any questions about that? I've given you all like a whole bunch of things that you can accomplish. You've got some space. I'm going to be coming back with new gifts for the community. I've given you a tangible gift, like the intangible gifts for the ones that move the needle for us from everything that I'm going to bring home from Thailand. Any questions about that? You're clear on how to use that time effectively? No questions? Okay, freaking awesome. Great. Anything bursting to be said? And if any of that is like, oh man, I've got a lot to do. And if any of it's feeling heavy, then you've thought about homework instead of home play. Do you got that? One of the ground rules is like, if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. So which one piece of that, like make it yours, not does this apply to me? How does this apply to me? Right? Maybe you know that your best friend is going to be in the hospital all next month and you got other things you needing to attend to as well, or whatever it is. I don't know. Or you're having your biggest event ever. I don't know. Take from that what is the best for you. And that could be one of your connection calls. I don't know which one of these projects is the most important. I know that I can probably do 3 out of the 6 of them. Which one should I do that will move the needle the most? Will you help me with that? Right? And if you don't know how to do a connection call, there's a training on the difference between a connection call and strategy session. It's like a 2.5 hour training I did a couple of years ago. That's accessible to you over in Story Freedom Academy. Or you could post on the Facebook forum. What are you supposed to do on a connection call anyway? Somebody will have the answer for you. But basically, it's all these things that you do. Just help each other out. Help each other out. Okay. All right. Oh, one more thing. I almost forgot, but it's in my notes here. I was trying to think about what am I doing right now that's moving the needle that I'm not always mentioning to you guys. What I just did with my team earlier this week, I've been wanting to do this for years. I can't say I've ever done it really perfectly until this year. This year I nailed it. Where are your breaks in 2020? What do you want to do that's fun and beautiful for you? Put them on your calendar first. Put them on your calendar now and make them real, right? As we speak, my team members are booking things and, you know, like making the investment and making sure that I've got my spot in things that I want to be doing that nourish my soul. Yes, thank you, Steve. I know you know how important that is, right? There is another project. And if you don't know what that is, and if you've never done that for yourself before, it's doubly important for you. So what time do you want that's for you? Not just, well, I'm going to go away and I have 50 kids and I'm going to be taking care of my family. Right? You. Yeah, Carly, I saw that smile. It's for you. Right? Others too, but I saw you landed. Right. So next. Goodness. All right. Briefly, And then we'll get to transmutation, I promise. Right? Gotta make sure we do that. I don't use that word promise lightly. I want to hear a couple of ahas from the three secrets to choosing words that make you more influential call. Some of you are there, so happy you were there. What do you remember that you'd like to share from yesterday's call? Who has something they want to share? What did you love? What stays with you? Yeah, Steve, go ahead.
For me, it was the concept of, I'm struggling now to remember the exact word, but the concept that the words create the reality, that is to say the dialogue or the, what was the word that you used?
Yeah. So you're the discourse. About the word discourse, right?
The discourse. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Now I've come across that in a variety of other settings. You know, what you're thinking about creates what you see, for example.
Right.
So, you know, obviously then it's just another form of sensory input. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. what you think, what you hear changes what you think and therefore what you see, and it creates the environment that that is your reality.
Thank you for that. This is another level of understanding how we truly actually create our worlds by the very words we use. And let me see. I don't think I've been mentioning by name because I didn't have permission, but you know, there was a conversation at Story Freedom about a past self that was named a broken woman. And if that was you and you don't mind that I use your name, will you raise your hand? Thank you, Carly. Because right? That was Story Freedom. I don't have permission until I got permission. Thank you. Right? So when we change that, if you weren't at Story Freedom, hear it here, and I mentioned it yesterday with anonymously, right? But when we change that one word, it completely changes the world that we live in, both what we think happened before, what's happening now, and how we're going to conceive of our future. Just a single word can do that. And so I gave a framework that I sometimes have hesitated to give because it's like a theoretical construct. It's something from my university background. And if people sometimes don't hear it, they're like, what was that? I want something practical, but thank you for naming that as the piece that you remember and that moved the needle. And again, reference that call, get on the call tomorrow if you weren't there yesterday. It's huge. Because then we're not trying to do fill in the blank. We're not trying to do like, here's my little elevator pitch. When we understand that words, language, story, that those are so much deeper than that. It's coming from so much more of a foundational place. And it gives us so much more power than we imagine. Then we can start to envision how we use our words in a whole different way than we're just trying to plug and play and fill in the blanks. Thank you, Steve. Beautiful. Love that. All right. One of the things that I want to do for anything bursting to be said, without which we can't go forward. Good? Okay. So I promised on the Facebook page, some of you might have seen this. I was like in there, I love it when I get a chance to go in there, see your post. I catch up sometimes like, oh, look what's happening here. Post. And remember, if you want me to see it right away, tag me and text me. Otherwise, I might not see it until quite a bit later, right? I told you that I would tell you a bit behind the scenes about this call. So I want to tell you how these calls get constructed. And again, you can model what you see. This is the third time I've taught this call. I've taught this material for goodness. When I started teaching decades ago. First time I taught that material, you know, in different forms decades ago. First time I've only taught this call in this form though, called Three Secrets for Choosing Words to Make You More Influential three times. It's gone in three different directions. I've had it have people take a step. There was three different steps. I don't recommend that you do that. Don't do that. That's like a leg up yoga move kind of move. But you can see the other versions of it. I think I've got them somewhere there in Story Freedom Academy. I actually have people taking a different step, and that requires a real finesse. Don't do it. You want to construct a call where you know what you want people to do at the end, and then construct the call that heads there. So what we did though this time for the very first time was we have a what I was offering at the end of it is like, if you want to take this material further, come and have a stride session with me, one of the highly trained specialists on my team. We've been getting ready for this in the company for many, many, many years. And it's been dozens and dozens and probably hundreds of hours preparing for this. And so it's really exciting. And it took a lot of constructing of that call to be able to create that for people and create further value beyond the edge of that call. So what I want to say about that is that's why I want you to book a date for a call, for a speaking, a talk that you give. Don't think it has to be perfect the first time around. Go and give it to the two people in your living room, or maybe your next step is the 1,000 people at the stadium. I don't know, whatever your next step is. Because, for instance, Story Freedom, if you were at Story Freedom, that wasn't our first rodeo. To me, that was a great event. I loved watching what was happening in the room there. It wasn't our first rodeo. The first time I taught the predecessor to that event, we literally had two people in the room for 3 days. That event could be what it is now because we just freaking did it. We just freaking did it. So go ahead and do it. And then by the time you're doing it to larger and larger audiences and where there's, you know, higher and higher stakes or more that you want to accomplish or with a team behind you and so on, you've already will have done it a bunch of times. Do you understand what I'm saying about, if you understand what I'm saying about go book that talk and now just go do it, raise your hand. Why it's so important. It's not even for now. That's the third time I delivered that call. That was the best ever because it was the third time around, right? And let me see. Also, the other thing I want to say is you'll see me do different talks through the year, but don't have a bunch of talks. Do one. Do one until that talk works for you. Don't, what one of my teachers, Lisa Sasevich, said over and over to me and others is don't change your act, change your audience. Don't change your act, change your audience. That changed my life. One talk, just one, and we'll work on it at Practical Applications, and you're going to start by going to give it somewhere or your next iteration if you've already been speaking a lot. One talk until that talk converts. People want what you say you want them to do. And then they come and work with you. If that's not happening, don't try to go and build 10 of them. Build one. One talk, many audiences. And we spent a lot of time in content creation last year. We've got many talks now, but there's reasons that we're doing that. If you want to know when and why to do that in your company, ask me and I'll tell you. But for probably most, if not all of you here, I gave that same talk and still do. It's my Stories That Sell talk. That's what brought some of you here and a number of you here. Sometimes it's like Steve, for instance, and Barb came here not because of that talk, but because of an interview. Well, it was a version of that same talk. I didn't change anything. It's like, these are the things that I'm going to say. It might come out in slightly different form live, but I know the key points of what's going to happen. You heard a version of Stories Are Everywhere. They're empowering, disempowering stories that you could choose. That is what I taught. So know what your signature content is and you get a chance to practice that, right? Let me see. So that's all I wanted to say about the three keys, three secrets calls. If you have other questions about it, ask me next time, all right? Questions. We have some questions on deck and transmutation to talk about. So I'm going to do a quick answer to questions and then return to it. Mary Kay, if you have, if you want to a deeper dive, if it wasn't enough and it's urgent right now, get a hold of me. All right. So Mary Kay said, what are some guidelines for what to include in my big ticket offer? What are some ways I can easily serve more people and still be able to work deeply with clients? I'm going to give a quick answer. Just post it again if you want a deeper dive answer for next time, Mary Kay, okay? These are great, great questions. They deserve a deep dive, like at least 20-minute answer. I will give that to you if you repost it. All right? Here's the answer I'm going to give right now. So your big ticket offer, the first answer, go listen to the high ticket virtual retreat. I know you've done so, but go there again, Mary Kay, and for everyone else here. Great ideas about how simple it can be. And one of the things I teach over there is to bundle stuff, things that's already in front of you that you're already doing. Keep it simple for yourself. Think about what the promise is. What is it that what's the pain that I'm trying to you know, what's the pain that I'm trying to solve? And then deliver that in whatever way feels fun to you. It could be virtual calls. It could be jumping onto a horse, depending on what you do. It could be, you know, drinking some coffee. I mean, you all do very many different things, but why are they doing it? What's the pain they're trying to solve? And then deliver it in a way that feels good to you. There's many ways to deliver it, and don't think it has to be just one way, right? You can be one of my mentors. She helps people with clothing, and she does it virtually. How can you do that? You got to be right in front. No, you don't. You don't have to be with people directly live. So be creative about that. And then, how do I serve more people and still be able to work deeply with clients? I encourage everybody to start out working deeply with that. You know, High Ticket Virtual Retreat teaches this. We'll get there in January. Work deeply with one person to begin. And maybe it's one person at that next level, next iteration for your company. Like Wendy's going to go, how am I going to find that person who's going to Jerusalem with me? Finding that person is gold for her right now, for instance, right? And once you do that, and then Wendy will have two people. And at first she might want to work with them just alone. And then she's going to start putting them together. Hey, we're going to do this 6 months and I'm going to coach you directly or whatever it is. And then we're going to go to Jerusalem together. I don't know. She can talk to me about it. She could ask that question. Michelle, what should I do? I would answer that question if she asked it, for instance, right? So I'm just using Wendy as an example because we were talking about hers last week. So, then maybe she's going to work personally with that one person for 6 months and then they go to Jerusalem together. I don't know if that's what she wants to do. And then she might work with them for 6 months and then she's got two people and she's going to work together with them in one extra day that she bonuses them in for. Then she starts leveraging her time. The next time she offers it, some of it is working together. So for instance, when Marie first joined many years ago, a lot of what I did was private coaching. And I did many, many hours of that to hone the skill of it because it's a deeper level skill to be able to do one on many than one on one, right? But I think it's exciting and fun, right? Because you learn from each other's questions. But start by the one on one and then start leveraging your time by putting them together. And then also having a team behind you. What I have beside me always, my job is to do only the things that only I can do. Start getting a team behind you today. It can be a volunteer team. You can trade for it at the beginning. You can offload the things that you don't like doing and you're not good at doing. The company cannot grow if you don't do that. And then there's more time for you to be doing the things that you ought to be doing. That's answer to question number one. Post if you want a follow-up question or if you want more. Then the second question, on a strategy call, you teach that the person should talk more than you do, but what if they keep talking and talking? How do I get it going in the right direction again? By setting up the call at the beginning really strongly. Our point is why we're here and get their agreement is to find your best next step for whatever it is you do. To have partnership with your horse, to have partnership with or whatever your thing is that you do. I say something like, I just say your business in your life, your best next step to create that empowering story for your business in your life. If they start talking about how their shoes don't fit today, it doesn't seem to be, I'm like, that's really nice. I'm so glad to hear that. So like what we want to do here is what's the best next step for your business and your life, right? And you can even, if it's going, okay, that's great. And I'm so glad you shared that with me. So how do you think I can help you? And if they're going, go back to like, how do you think? So the purpose of this call is, so how do you think I can help you? You know, refocus the question because you got their agreement at the beginning. That's what the call is about. And if they're going on about what's working for them, wow, Mary Kay, I love how I work with my horse. I'm so glad that you create partnership with horses because, you know, I'm always creating partnership with my horse and I'm the best thing since sliced bread. You know, that's great. I'm so glad things are working well for you. So maybe, you know, we're good to go. Well, your best next step is just keep doing what you're doing. No, wait, Mary Kay, I want to talk to you. Oh, okay. Well, how do you think I can help you then? Well, tell me what's going on. If they won't get to the pain, you can't help them. Redirect because you got permission and get permission for to interrupt them. Hey, listen, sometimes I'm going to redirect right from the beginning. Hey, sometimes it's okay if I interrupt you because sometimes it's like there's like something we can see at that moment. For me, it's story and we can redirect so we can really see what the best next step is. Those are some strategies. Those are gold. It took me years from learning and on the court and experience from mentors to gain just that. In just a couple of minutes, ask a follow-up question if you want more. Does that help, Mary Kay? Great, great question. And I want to get over to transmutation. So awesome. Thank you. one quick thing, 30 seconds, that you learned for your company. Not does this apply, but how does this apply? Mary Kay's question, one thing you learned so that I know that it's for everyone here. What did you learn for your company right here, right now? Just one sentence or two sentences so I know you're all with me here. Everyone needs to make offers. Otherwise, you have a hobby, not a company. Right, Barb, what did you learn for you?
This, how to keep the conversation going in the direction that it should, and that we're here to find your best next step.
Yes, thank you for hearing that. Bottom line, and that's why you get there okay right at the beginning. And that's why there are different kinds of speaking situations, and we're going to dive into that, practical applications. If we treat a strategy session like a connection call, and a connection call like a talk, and a talk like online, we can't get there from there. There are some similarities and some really important differences, and we'll get there at practical applications. Can't do it all at once, one piece at a time, right? That's key though. In a strategy session, that agreement is key. All right, awesome. Okay. Transmutation. A reminder of where we were last time. Not gonna review the other calls in this series. You can go ahead, take November and go back. Like lots of fabulous work in this opening series and in the Quantum Leaps virtual retreat. Transmutation. Transmuting inner dirt to inner gold. It answers some of these questions. What do I do with the editor? What's the 2.0 version or the 201 version of what I can do with the editor? I can say, editor, go away. But there's also gold that I can glean from how my own personal editor, those old stories in me, are shaped. The fact that Carly says, hey, I was a broken woman, is a version of her editor, and that she said that and not something else, tells us something about how she serves people in a way that is different from anybody else. And it's gold when Carly knows how to listen to that piece, right? So how do I release its negative energy? There's some negative energy when Carly says, I used to be a broken woman. And there's something that she can't breathe as well. She's leaking energy there. And so how do I release that and have it serve me instead? And then what direction should I even be moving into my company? How do I create the company that has my core values at the heart? What company should I even build? Last week we talked about it. First, we want to have a clean slate. And I gave you some pieces from the Yoga Sutras that will help us clear a space in order to do this so that we don't start with transmutation and end up listening to the editor instead. I'm going quickly. Are you following me? If you understand what I mean by we might accidentally fall into those old stories, if we don't kind of clean the state slate first. If you understood that, raise your hand. I'm going quickly. I'm wanting to see how many people are still following me. Good, great, okay, thank you. So transmutation. I said that it can happen, you know, how do we find our core values? You can find out like what you celebrate, like what moves you to tears. And that's gonna tell you something about your core values. I'm not gonna expand on that today, but if you want me to, ask me in the first call in the Having a Big Why series, and I will take a deeper dive on that. You know, one thing that moves me at the end of, what's that called? The Time Traveler's Wife. I read that book, and last minute I'm just crying, and I'm just crying, you know, because like there's a moment where they get to see each other, and they're connected when they've been apart, and even talking about it, it makes me want to cry. Connectedness is one of my core values, right? It just moves me to tears. In transmutation, we start with something darker. We need to be able to go to the dark side. It's when something, you watch somebody in the grocery store and that mom is ragging on her kid and it just pushes your buttons like nobody's business. Maybe it's about justice for you. Maybe it's like, we don't know what it is yet, but there's something there. And the other person can just walk right by. That doesn't bother them so much. It's their family, whatever. Those are two very different people with different core values. Right? Maybe it's that, you know, when somebody just is doing all the gestures of listening. They're leaning in, they're repeating the words, they're mirroring, they're doing all that stuff. And you know, they freaking aren't listening to a single word. Boy, my blood boils, you know? Last chapter of my PhD dissertation called Listening Differently. How do we actually listen and hear one another? If that's happening in the room, don't do that on my watch. You know, like pretend you're listening when you're not. Freaking no. It's part of my core values, and actually listening is core to how I teach, you know, strategy sessions. We're going to hear it at practical applications. It runs through what I think of as influence. It runs through this company. It's a core value of mine. So what are the things that push your buttons? And it, when we know how to listen to it, that shape of our editor tells us the kind of company we want to build. Don't take the editor at face value. If Carly goes, oh, I guess I really was a broken woman, I'm probably broken now too. Wrong. No. I don't want her to listen to the surface of the words. I want her to hear it and know that there's something of value for her, not at the surface of the words. And then I want her to be doing Shavasana, breathe, find things that ground her so that she can move through this process and come to the gold. And it reminds me a little bit of childbirth. A friend of mine said, Michelle, so have you given birth, or you know somebody who's given birth, or you ever born, this happened to you, okay? So, or to the mother that we were around. Before I had my daughter, she said, you know, Michelle, there's going to be a time in childbirth where you're going to go, that's it, I'm out of here, I just freaking can't do this. But don't worry, it doesn't have to get this hard as childbirth to do this. But that moment, we're just like, no. She said, that's when the baby is about to be born. I guess there's gold there. There's something that's happening at that moment where Carly just, and Tracy, you're getting, I was like, oh yeah, I see you getting that. So, it's right in the place where we don't want to look. It's right with it, at that moment. I'm like, I'm out of here. I don't want to be doing this, except that, you know, it's my body and I can't stop, but I don't want to be doing this. There's a book called Busting Loose from the Money Game. And he says, like, all the best stuff is hidden exactly where you don't want to look. It's like that moment in childbirth. It's like, I don't want to be there. I don't want to look there. Carly doesn't want to turn her eyes to broken woman, those two words. Let me look somewhere else that's bright and cheery. But when she has the courage to look there, there's gold for her and her company and how she serves and the next level of her mission on this planet and her world. So in Busting Loose from the Money Game, it's like all of our core, all they do it to a different intent, but I love the analogy. All of the best of us, it's like an Easter egg hunt, and all the Easter eggs, all the best stuff is hidden exactly where we don't want to look. It's like that, or it's like in that, the reverse of that in the horror movies, like, don't look in there. We don't want that to happen. It's not that. It's not the bad thing that happens, but it feels like that, like opening the door in the horror movie, right? But the thing is, what those Easter eggs are in this analogy, what those like gifts are, what those core values, those things that matter to us and us alone. And with Carly, it's not just broken woman. There's other things that push her buttons. And it's like a synergistic combination of things that creates her company and not someone else's. We have preoccupations and we keep coming back to them. I told you, I think a couple of weeks ago, I think I said, I mentioned this, that when I did my master's degree, I studied the works of Virginia Woolf. I loved what she understood about how the mind worked. And as I read more and more of her stuff, it's like, oh my God, all her books, they look different, but they're actually all the same. It's the same mind producing them. She has the same preoccupations that she comes back to when she's writing these books at 20, at 30, at 40, at 50. It was a visceral understanding that I'm trying to give you in 2 seconds. But it took me a couple of years to really understand in my body. We have these preoccupations that we come back to. Connectedness has been a core value of mine all my life when I look back. It's not going to change. Right? So that thing about it, it's not that Carly was always never will be a broken woman, but there's something in that that's going to be powerful for her when she looks, right? That and you know, other related pieces. So here's how I want to play with these this transmutation. I want you to, we talked about making offers. We could do it over in talks, we could do it in different places, but I want to talk about sales right now, because we all have to be making offers. And we all want to be wanting to make offers. And if you don't want to make offers, ask me a question about that, because it should be fun. It should be playful. You should be like chomping at the bit to do it. And if you're not, ask a question so we can change that energy, so it's not on your to-do list, on your must list. It's like, because this is something we do over and over again in our companies. So, so we need to be making offers. We want to be making offers. And otherwise we have a hobby, not a business. So I want you to think about sales, and I want you to let the editor flourish for a moment. Let the editor, give a voice to the editor. Don't be afraid to go to the places that we don't want to go to, because there's gold there. So we're just going to take a minute, and I want you to list the top 10 reasons why you can't sell things. Why when I asked you to do 10 strategy sessions coming up, right? 5 to 10 strategy sessions before November 20th. And the part in you that looks like Jasmine right now going like, like, man, I don't want to do that. And it's going to be hard. And like, I can't do it. It's not going to work anyway when I do it. Let yourself tap into that part of yourself. I'm going to give you just a minute or two. Dive in, give that part of you, that editor part of you, voice for the next couple of minutes. Keep the pen to the page. Just write a list. This is why it won't work for this and that and that and that and that. Go. keep the pen to the page. If you're not sure what else to write, just keep writing. I don't know what I don't want, like about sales, but I'm just going to keep writing here. Oh, right. I remember that other thing. Go. Real. All right. Who does not have at least one thing on their page in front of you? Raise your hand. Anyone? You have at least one thing, all of you, right? Okay, so finishing up that last phrase. Taking the writing to a place where you can come back to it at a later time. Thank you. Now, for those who are at Story Freedom, we did a piece of this process there. And we're going to do something a little different here. And I'm going to encourage you to get in touch with your buddy, be on those 3 to 6 connection calls. If you've got a small group, get in touch with them and so on. Talk about this on the Facebook page, like lean in with the community to take this further. We did it with a couple people at Story Freedom. It's like, oh, well, here's the things that came up on the page. Here's the things you value. And at Story Freedom, it's like, oh yeah, that's true. That's me. And that's not somebody else. I'm not going to repeat all of that here. You can do that with each other. And many, many of you were at Story Freedom, so you can model what we did there in that. And actually, let me see. We have the recordings from Story Freedom. We don't have them up yet, but would it be helpful for you to have those recordings of Story Freedom? Yeah, some of you with Jasmine who wanted to be there. And yeah, okay. So Jasmine, will you text me and send me a note that says, please make sure to put Story Freedom in the Academy so we can have access to it. So then you can have access to the training. We're not repeating it here, right? Thank you, Jasmine. And then will you follow up with me, you know, next week if I haven't got there yet? It might take us some time to get them to you, but follow up with me. Thank you. So what I want to do is have one of you who's willing to play, who's willing to be vulnerable like Carly was about the broken woman thing, right? So thank you for raising your hands. Now I can mention your name. One of you who will just mention one of those places. Now, is that, thank you, Jasmine. Now, will this one piece give us all of what her core values are? Is it the most shining one? She's going to do that with a partner because her core values are somewhere in there. And when we just choose one on her list, it's not going to tell us all about who Jasmine is. But I want to do a different part of the transmutation process just with one of them so we can see how it goes. Make sense? So Jasmine, what I want you to do, and for each one of you, just before we work with Jasmine, look down on the page and circle one of them and trust the one you circle. Maybe it's the one that has the most bite. Maybe it's the one that, oh yeah, that one, like that's the deepest one. Don't think too much, just circle one. And then you'll be able to do this with your on the connection calls over the next few weeks, right? So Jasmine, will you give us one of those on your page? Why is it, giving the editor a voice, and we could do editor 101, well, that's dumb, that's not true, of course you can sell, right? But we're not gonna do that, we're doing editor 201, we're doing the transmutation process. So give us first what that thing is. Why can't you sell, Jasmine, according to your editor?
Because I'm a coach, I'm not a marketer.
oh, that's so perfect. Already, even with this one, we can see who Jasmine is in a deep part of what must be in her company, even with just that one. Are you hearing it? Here's what I hear in this. Something like this. I hugely value education. I really want to get in and work with people. I value the deep dive with people, and I care that we're connected and like all those things. Can you hear that behind just that short phrase of what she said? And are those things true about you, Jasmine? Those things better be somewhere at the core of her company. And this is, we've only just scratched the surface with Jasmine with one sentence. If you heard something of who Jasmine is from that, raise your hand. Did you hear it from either what she said or what I said afterwards? Yes. just from one sentence. The editor has gold. Right? So some of your home play to go write those things down. Don't believe the surface of it and start seeing more of the tapestry of it. Right? So we did that at Story Freedom. We did just one piece of it here right now. What I want to do now with you, Jasmine, is you say, I'm not a marketer. It's like part of what I'm hearing there too is like there's a specialized knowledge that other people have that don't have, that I don't have. That's also where I was hearing that bit about education, right? Because I'm listening to what's underneath the words. I'm listening to that nuanced level of what she's saying there in just a few words, right? And will I get it right every single time right at the beginning? Not necessarily, but as I go deeper and deeper into it, probably gonna get there and the different things on her list, okay? What I want to do instead of furthering this transmutation process and turning it around to her core values, I want to go deeper and deeper into that. Jasmine, will you open that out like a time-lapse photo of a flower and just let yourself, instead of finding the transmuting it or even, that's not true, you don't need those marketing skills, instead of doing that, I want you to let yourself actually feel that pain because it's also real pain. Talk to us about that and open it up. Why is it actually that you're not going to be able to sell stuff? Tell us more about I'm a coach, not a marketer. Let yourself go to that Easter egg that you don't want to go to.
Yeah, so I feel that, coaching came so easily to me when I started to learn it, and I've invested so much time, money and effort into trying to learn these marketing skills, and they haven't produced the results that I'm used to seeing when I apply myself and learn something new.
Okay, and so stop there. Can you see how she could keep going with this, right? There's more there for her, and there's going to be more nuance about her core values in how she opened that up, so we can take the list or we can open one of them out. And you can see that effort in that importance of education that I've invested time and effort and I've been learning. Hear the focus on learning there again too, right? So, and results oriented too, like not results. She chose the word results and not something else. So her coaching is probably going to be results oriented as well. Can you hear all that? If you can hear that, raise your hand. She didn't choose a different word. Every word in here matters, right? Now, as Jasmine is in this place, and we're just going to do just the, again, you can ask follow-up questions in the Y series too. We can continue this. You can continue this with each other. As Jasmine gets to this point, as you were starting to talk about it, Jasmine, how is your body feeling?
It's tensing up. I am actually feeling my palms getting sweaty and the feeling of like heat along my back that like precedes when I start to get anxious.
Right. Thank you for that. I want us to have a different reaction too. I'm just going to mute your line again so we can hear, or if you can mute it for me, Jasmine. I want you to pay attention to that because our bodies know stuff. You're onto it when you start feeling like, ugh. And that's Jasmine's way of feeling it, right? When she starts to open it up. Now, usually what we want to do is run away from that. But remember I said that we're going to head straight to the lines where we're headed straight to the Easter egg we don't want to go to. Instead of her going, wow, I better not go in that direction because I'm going to feel worse and it's going to bring on something that I don't want. I'm just going to make me feel anxious, going to do whatever. Here is, let me say these words, it's 10 things. I'm going through this pretty quickly. Ask me follow-up questions next time. I'll tell you the words and I'll tell you what they mean. One, pause. Two, observe and feel it. Three, witness it. Four, be gentle. I really need a handout with this, don't I? Will somebody text, let me see, Jasmine, text me and say, make a handout for this. We've never had a handout. Number five, name it. Number six, again, feel it. Number seven, old pain. Number eight, slow down. Number nine, story. Number 10, value gift. I'll explain what I mean by this. It's beyond what we had the scope to do at Story Freedom. You guys have the background to hear this. One, pause. Two, observe and feel it. Three, witness. Four, be gentle. Five, name it. Six, again, feel it. Seven, old pain. Eight, slow down. Nine, story. 10, value or gift. Number one, pause. When Jasmine's in that place, she's going to want to run away. But pause. And instead of trying to push it down, it's like, no, I shouldn't feel that. That's really the editor. I'm okay. Sometimes it's just pushing down the actual real feeling that she has. Like Carly, she's going to feel like I felt like I was a broken woman. We paused at Story Freedom to huge benefit over that and created immense results. Just pause and not trying to push it down. Just feel it. Know that it's there. That's step two. Observe it and feel it, not needing to change it. That's why we do the breath in Shavasana too. I don't need to change it. This is just actually there. It's probably been there all of Jasmine's day and she's been pushing it down just a little bit and it's causing her, it's leaking energy for her, even though she doesn't know it. Observe and feel it. It's okay. Just like Shavasana. I'm noticing that this is happening. I'm not needing to push it away. It's why Shavasana is so important. Number three, witness it. Note that I'm triggered. Right now, this hurts. Whatever you want to call it, like, just notice it. And number four, be gentle with yourself. Because at the moment, she's probably caught in some old story. Five, name it. Name it. Carly could say, it's that broken woman thing again. It's like it starts taking away some of his power, right? Name it. This is my, Jasmine could call it anything she wants. She's going to take more time over this. But Jasmine might say, this is my want to know stuff moment. If that sounds accurate for Jasmine, raise your hand. Could y'all hear that? This is my want to know stuff moment. Are you hearing it? Somebody, yeah, Tracy, I know you got it. Jasmine, did you get that? Yeah, she could call it something else, but because she wants to know. She has a deep desire to know. And somebody else, it might be a deep desire to feel. And somebody else, it might be a deep desire to train or whatever it is. Deep desire to share. She wants to know. And again, feel it. But this time, because she's just named it, this is my I want to know stuff moment. Or Carly, it's like, this is my I used to think I was a broken woman moment. It's going to be the same in the body, but I want you to feel it now. Whatever comes up and arises, that's actually access to your big self. That's access to your power. There's something that's been pushed down inside you that you're trying not to look at, but it's something very powerful in you. Can you feel that same energy that's coming up right in the body, but feel it as power? There's something bubbling up inside me. It has to do something with wanting to know and wanting my people to know. And then as it, Jasmine is nodding because she's just been going through it. Can you feel that, Jasmine? That power inside, instead of pushing it down, don't do that, don't go there. She actually lets herself feel that and she starts to become more powerful and she starts to harness those moments that instead would have leaked energy. Old pain, what's the old pain that is connected to? Maybe I felt like I don't know enough. I haven't been trained enough. I haven't been, might be something from your background, right? You got to know more. Other people know more. I don't know what it is. It might be about knowing, it might be something else. We're going through this pretty quickly for you. All right, it's about knowledge. Slow down. We're going through this quickly, but I want you to slow down. What's the story? Notice it's connected to something old. What's the story? We did this, a version of this with Carly and that broken woman thing. It's not that she was a broken woman, right? It was that something else, right? But there's a story in and around that, and there's a gift there. And we've uncovered gifts in, what was it, Wendy, Steve, I think it was, Jasmine, Carly. There's a gift there. With Jasmine, it might be, and we went through this very quickly, I'm just modeling this. It might be, I deeply value really being educated about the nuance of things. I don't know, it might be that, might not be, but right? In order to do it. And then I'm afraid about the marketing that I don't know enough. But something of the core value of what I want for my people is in there. Some part of Jasmine's promise for people is, listen, I'm going to give you the nuanced details. I'm going to hold your hand all the way. You're going to know how to do it. I bet that these are words that are going to be important for Jasmine. Does that ring true for you, Jasmine? All from that one sentence from the editor, transmuted both so that she can access her power, so she has more energy for her company, and she knows which company to build. If you heard, and I know we got to wrap up the story, finally we got to a deeper level of transmutation that I've been anticipating for a long time. You guys have great questions. There's so much more. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I know you got it. Thank you, Jasmine. If you heard a deeper level of what transmutation is and why you want to know exactly what your editor is saying and why you don't have to run away anymore, but you can go, well, cool. Oh my goodness, I'm having a bad moment. I want to write it down. And people around you, don't tell them. They're going to think it's weird, right? But that you will find out what your company is that will distinguish it from any other company around you. So you're in a place beyond competition. If you've got at least even an inkling of that, from these few minutes that we've spent with Jasmine, raise your hand. We just found out something for Jasmine about how the words that are going to go on her website, you know, from something that she didn't want to look at. Thank you. Freaking awesome. That is transmuting inner dirt to inner gold. It gives you, it tells you what to do with the editor. It gives you energy for your company. It taps into what we're doing with Shavasana every day, so we don't run away there. It lets you go toward those Easter eggs that nobody else is going toward, so that you are a standout company. Without having to work hard and push and strive, and you get to do it the easy way. So it's in the opening series, it's like, how about if I just make it easy? Those moments that I'm trying to run away from, I find that there's gold there, and I find even they put tremendous wind at my back when I know how to look. That's what it's doing in the opening series, and that's why it's the culmination of the opening series. All right, we're gonna wrap up this call and this series here. You can ask as many questions as you want about this. Help each other with this. It is the how you speak about your company in unique ways that nobody else can touch. Let's wrap it up. One aha, one inspired action. It's my favorite part of the call, because you get to hear some things that you might have already forgotten in this call. You might not even have heard it, and it might be your most important aha, that Barb might speak Teresa's most important aha, or vice versa. And then one action, so you're actually going to take it out into the world. It's making a difference in our real life. It doesn't stay as head knowledge. Barb, you're up in my top left-hand corner. You're up first. One aha, one inspired action.
Listing all of these pains and why I can't sell is helpful, and to start attacking those. And I still need to finish up last week's Quantum Leap call.
Fantastic. So you've got your aha and your inspired action. I want to list the pain because something beautiful is going to come of that. Who does that? Who gets to do that? Fantastic. So glad. Yes. Carly, you're up.
I really like the strategy that you kind of laid out, the pause, observe, and feel, and witness it really stood out to me quite a bit. Really trying to kind of observe yourself as somebody else. That was interesting to me. And
you're going to need to witness this in a strategy session when it's happening to somebody else. We got to do it with ourselves first, and we start in Shavasana. Another reason for Shavasana. Thank you, Carly. So glad you pulled that out, taught it quickly. You heard it. Yes. Your inspired action.
I am going to post one of my transmutation why I can't sell on our Facebook page.
Yes,
that's something that I'm struggling with, and I would love everybody's input.
I love it. And you can do the editor 101 too. Like, you can get rid of that way, but also in the transmutation of that, beautiful stuff is there, and I know you know it. Thank you, Carly. Beautiful thing to do. Yes, I encourage you all to do that. Dottie, you're up. And you're muted, Dottie.
I've been doing a lot of typing. I thought, what's the one thing I really loved about the why to do the thank congratulations to keep the focus positive?
Yes, the thank celebration. Yes, and the really cool thing is you guys now have another thing to celebrate. Wow, another editor came up. Celebration, I have more core values. It's like, we can celebrate on so many levels. And again, people out there will go, you know, if you actually tell them that, they'll think you're crazy, but they'll be kind of like, why are you so lucky? I don't get it. It's all these pieces put together. Thank you, Dottie. Celebration, yes, and your inspired action.
I'm writing my sales training class, and I'm going to put that in there.
You're going to put which part in there?
About the
celebration. Yeah, good.
The celebration.
Yes. Fantastic. Love it, Dottie. Thank you. Jasmine, you're up.
So my aha going through the, you know, editor 2.0 is, as someone who focuses a lot on mindset, I often just push it away and I battle with this mindset daily so that it doesn't consume me. But now I have a new way of doing it after going through this process and thinking about my values and how it's not that I'm not a marketer. It's just that I haven't learned enough nuance yet that I feel that I need in order to deliver the kind of quality service I want to my customers. And so
look at the spin-off benefit to Jasmine in doing this too. This isn't even what we're doing, but the spin-off benefit is phenomenal. And I want it to underline very quickly. She said words like push away, battle, consume, those all take energy. Instead, this. Yes, beautiful. Thank you. What's your inspired?
Yeah. And so my inspired action is I've been doing a lot of thinking this week about this particular topic. So this is so, so timely. And to really do look back on my journal reflections as I've been reflecting on not feeling like a marketer this week and kind of do a whole new deep dive journal entry into this new sort of twist on looking at myself as not a marketer yet.
Fantastic. Yes. It'll have so much more energy. It'll be so much easier. Again, that's why it's in the opening series. Like, how about just doing it the easy way? Love it. Thank you. Teresa, you're up.
Oh, golly, my head is spinning. I plan to go through my editor and look at my values as a result of the little
beautiful. And hopefully your head is spinning in a good, some, these calls bear listening to again is another thing you can do in November. Yeah. We cover a lot in short order, even when sometimes it might not even seem like we're doing, we're building in ways that sometimes I'm saying, and sometimes I'm not explicitly telling you. Thank you for noting that, Teresa, and you inspired action.
To do that.
Go back to the calls. You're gonna hear the opening of the opening series in a whole different way if you go back to the beginning. It's like, oh, now I get it. I know where it leads. And yes, beautiful. Thank you, Tracy. You're up next, and you're muted.
Okay, I had an aha moment written down before we did the listing all my pains, and then all of a sudden, woo.
Whole new aha, right?
My aha moment was something that I didn't realize in the listing of my pains that I wasn't really dealing with, and my throat started constricting, and so I'm going to try to write something on the Facebook page about that because I'd like some input about that.
Tracy, awesome. And when you know that when there's something that deep inside you, that there's gold there for you, and then also lean in with the community and be on calls, and there's something really, truly beautiful for you there. So thank you for articulating it here, and thank you for staying with it. There's absolute gold for you there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're inspired to action.
My one inspired action that I need to get back to my manifesting is to contact this office manager and see where she's at and see how everything's going.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. And if you've just been in the process of transmutation, wow, go for a walk. You know, like gather the energy. And sometimes, like if we're right in the midst of the process, like put yourself in a different place first and do those separately. And the outcome of the transmutation is going to be beautiful. But give yourself, be gentle. That makes sense, right? I know you already know that, but it's a really important piece. Right? Thank you, Grace. You're up. Oh, right. So we can't hear you, right? So let me see. Does your number end in 333, Grace? Yes? Your number ends in 333?
Yeah.
Let me see if that's you. Okay. I just unmuted you. So talk and let's see if
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if it came about. I put in the text box one of my aha, well, you did this. This is the first time I think I finally understand transmuting into dirt. I've heard it before. And I started to say I can't sell because of technology. But then as you were working with Jasmine, what came up for me is I really have feared rejection and not being accepted. And that had been my fear. And then I realized, well, what do I offer? I actually offer unconditional acceptance. It's where I can work with anybody, anywhere. And, you know, they trust me because of that.
Grace, yes, beautiful. What's your action?
my action is to do more journaling. And tomorrow I am meeting with a VP of sales, corporate client, consumer products company in the Midwest, who has asked me to have a conversation about the possibility of doing the Berkman assessment for either 20, 50, or 100 employees. That's the start of a conversation. Wish me well tomorrow.
Fantastic, Grace, fantastic. And as always, when you got things going on, lean in with the community and get support. And I love what Tracy's been posting. He's like, manifest with me, you know, or like, just, yeah, lean in. This is beautiful. Thank you, Grace. And also, I want you to know, she said, I've heard this before, but I finally heard it this time around. So if you didn't get all the don't worry, there's deeper and deeper levels of it. And lean in with each other. And this is gold for each one of us, myself included. All of us is gold. Thank you, Grace. Beautiful. Mary Kay, you're up.
My aha is that I noticed something different about one word that I've been using, unique. And it's not so much unique. That's too much about me. It's really unnoticed. And that's what I do, is I help people notice things that they miss.
And you know, that's not surprising if we think about the way Mary Kay listens to Shavasana and the subtle noticing is, you know, we've seen that aspect of you here, I would say, Mary Kay. And so noticing things people miss, of course, this is so aligned with you. Yes, thank you. What's your beautiful, what's your inspired action?
I'm going to outline my new free offer.
Beautiful. Great action. Very tangible, practical result from the work that we're doing here. Really beautiful. Yes, thank you. Wendy, if you are in a place where you can speak, you're up next. Wendy or Marla, if you can speak, speak now or forever hold your peace. Sounds like we're getting married. All right. Love you all so much. Please post Wendy, Marla, and all of you. Keep posting the Facebook form. Oh, wait, Wendy, yes, go. Last chance.
So as I made my list about what my editor was saying, it seems that most of the things that kept up had a resounding theme of I'm not enough. And my whole program is called Trusting Divinity, and it's all about an individual being enough.
Yeah, of course it is. Beautiful. Tells you you're on the right track, right? Isn't it beautiful? It's very confirming. So yeah. So there's your I love it, Wendy. What's your inspired action?
My inspired action is to come up with a follow-up question for you.
Perfect. Thank you. Please keep posting your questions. It helps me serve you. Do not worry about posting the wrong question. We will help you massage the question if we need to, so that it gives you a response that will truly help you on your path. When you ask your question, it helps everybody else as well. It will uplift everyone. So please keep posting the questions. Thank you for that, Wendy. Have a fantastic week, everybody. I love you all so much. I will see you tomorrow. If you're on that live call again, remember you need to have access to it by registering for it. Talk to Amy if you can't, if you don't know how to do that. And if you're not there tomorrow, I will see you on next Thursday. And remember, we don't meet for a while after that. So post your questions for next week. Post some questions. Can't wait to see you next week. Have a fantastic week, everybody, or tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.